for others. In the meantime, any questions? Wendy, Christine, Romeo. 等我继续用功知道。 都很顺利，你有没有收过利益？这个 this retreat was
受益很多。那好，如果如此，那我很高兴。嗯，
希达拉玛一定会用功。So 现在可以吗？ Everybody is here?
No, two more left. Two more students.
Yeah. So we don't. Never mind. Huh? So I will recite because the end of the retreat for the auspiciousness of the occasion, according to our tradition, I will recite the Mangala Sutta Ji Xiang Jing. Huh? 要三, 要不要听? 要, okay.
有没有学？那你跟着我诵。我不会念，我知道那个意思。哦，那好。Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Ekam Samayam Bhagava Savatiyam Viharati Jetavane Anata Pindikasa Arame Atako Anyatara Devata Abhikantaya Ratiya Abhikantavanna kevalakappam jetavanam obhasitva yena bhagavate nupasamkami upasamkamitva bhagavantam abhivaditva ekamantam athasi ekamantam thita khosa devata bhagavantam ghataya ajabhasi Bahu deva manusa cha mangalani achintayum akankhamana sottanam bruhi mangalam utamam asevana cha balanam panditanam cha sevana puja cha pujaniyanam etam mangalam utamam Patirupa desa vaso cha pumbe cha kata punyata atha sama panidhi cha etam mangala mutamang bahu sachancha sippancha vinayo cha susikhito subhasita cha yava cha etam mangala mutamang mata pitu uppat Thanam putta dharasa sangaho anakula cha kammanta etam mangala mutamang danam cha dhamma charya cha nyatakanam cha sangaho apamado cha dhammesu etam mangala mutamang Garavo cha nivato cha santuti cha katanyuta kalena dhamma savanam etam mangala mutamang kanti vaso vachasata samananam cha dasanam kalena dhamma saka cha etam mangala mutamang tapo cha brahmacharya cha ariyasa cha na dasanam Nibbana sachi kiriya cha etam mangala mutamang futasaloka dhammehi citta tam yasanakam pati asokam virajam khemam etam mangalamutamam etadisani katvana sabatam aparajita sabata sottim gacchanti tam tesam mangalam utamam Tietena sache vajena hotu te jaya mangalam etena sache vajena nasantu sabu padava etena sache vajena sabbe roga upassamentu te
Omitopo Yao-san, Yomeo, Shamo, Jenny, do you have any suggestion, any question, any doubt? Huh? No doubt, no question? Huh? Do you know how to continue your practice? Huh? Okay, no problem. Kashmira, any question, any doubt? No questions. Everything is clear. Now, Arya, Rama, any question, any doubt?
I still don't understand what it means when my focus on the breath and also awareness the surrounding you, anything. Because I doubted,
did you distinguish the,
what happens around you when you focus on the breath?
This is now you are listening to my talk, right? Is it right? You can clearly listen to the words what I'm saying. Can you? Do you still know who is your neighbor around, who is sitting beside you, in what room you are? Do you know?
Of course I know, but I don't distinguish what they are doing now, or what they are talking about.
That's right. But you know very clearly, right?
Yeah.
So what is the problem?
What's the problem? The problem is I know them, so that's I know who they are and why they sit here. But if I go to the outside environment, this totally stranger environment. So I need to still distinguish.
How can you distinguish two things at the same time? You can only.
That's why I asked you.
But you can know all the other things without distinguishing them. Like reflecting in the mirror. What is the problem?
So you say that if I heard
there are the stream outside, some sound coming, you know, right? At the same time, but you are not paying attention to it, you are paying attention to my words.
Yeah, but I don't distinguish.
Why do you want to distinguish?
So you say you should aware of what happened
around you. Aware and distinguish is not the same. Where is your problem? It's your mental, the word is a problem. You are doing it all the time. You can only pay attention to one thing, but if your mind is concentrated on that thing, you are aware of all the other things even more. But your mind will not be distracted by other things. Still don't understand?
So you say that your mind becomes more sensitive to other things, right?
Yeah, what is it? You can only focus on one thing at one time. You cannot focus.
That's what I mean.
So what is your problem? I don't understand your problem.
Do you want to speak in Chinese?
那注意，
你在你的 project 里面的时候，你不可能会注意外面的情况，因为你 fully focus。
那当然是这样，应该一定是这样要学，这样你的心没有矛盾，一定要这样学。
那我的经验就是说，你在 focus 的时候，你不可能会注意到旁边的事情，就是说
你会知道注意知道是不一样。现在你知道有火炉的声音，你它不会让你的心散乱，对不对？
可是你如果知道火炉的声音，那你已经有这念头了，那你已经去 distinguish 到这个火炉的声音，那这个是也是个念头啊？
不是念头，这是你的错误，没有什么念头。你不了解方法，所以要学多一点。你不能够专注两个所缘在一起。如果你没有专注，那没有新的过程。如果没有新的过程，那其他的所缘不会干扰你。如果你在专注别的所缘，想另外一个所缘在有心有矛盾，在心不安。你的问题是在语言上，不是在几年。你做练习不断的这个几年，你不能够专注两个所缘在一起。
那如果你
现在你听我的话，同时听那个火炉的声音，什么情况？
我如果知道那个是火炉的话，我已经分心了，我已经知道那个是火炉的声音。
那你的问题在哪里？你会知道，不过你不能够专注。你听我的话，你不专注火炉的声音。
不是，我的意思就是说，你真正专注的话，你不可能会听得到火炉的声音。
怎么不能够听到？你一定可以听。
因为你已经很专注的话，你应该不会听得到，应该你的五官
可以可以听得到，而且更清楚。不过不会注意。如果你听不到，你走路的时候专注走路，那你就看你的。
没有全部的专注，你只是说你的。
有全部的专注。
可是你同时不是完全就是全心全意。
这是你的错误，你不了解。你专注一个所缘，其他的所缘好像在镜子上反映。这个是你所要修的境界。在三昧里面，不是也不是说你不听声音，你听声音，不过它不会影响你的作意。
那你的。你的心，你
不是
还有一个
observation
的心吗？没有。这个心是在同时看这两个吗？还是？
这个你不了解，你可以be aware 很多很多所缘，而且更清楚。不过你只能够专注一个所缘。清楚。
那如果是说你有另外一个念头起来的话？那
不会有另外一个念头。
我是说，因为我们正在 practice， 那不可能是一直都会 focus， 那你会分心。那分心的话，你的 observation 那个 mind， 你是要知道说你已经分心了。就说譬如说现在听到鸟叫，然后我的心是不是说知道说我的心已经
你是
在所缘境。
你是在这里，不是在使用的经验，这是你的问题。你是用念头了解，不是用经验了解。 这是你的问题，是很简单，你做复杂，没有复杂，是很简单。你专注一个境界，你其他的都像好像在镜子上，你都知道，而且知道很清楚。不过你选择你的境界，用正念，嗯，只是正念，你的心不能够浮浮，它很稳定在你的周围，这样没有烦恼，因为你自做很复杂，是很简单的事情。OK。
因为想起这个，我突然想起来有一个问题啊，就是 in the first jhana can some still be here because different teacher teach different some teachers say that the you can and some teachers say that the background sound can still be here.
In fact, there is no contradiction. No contradiction.
对问题，就我们在 practice 啊，我们中途有点问题，哦，想请教师父，听师父远在天边，我们怎么去找师父啊？我说我们如果 practice 有问题，那师父又不在旁边，师父在远在很不知道什么地方，远在天边，那我们呢又有问题，不知道是怎么就去看去找师父来问问解决问题呢？
那我有给你那个 email， 我的 email， 嗯。
好，谢谢。
不过我不一定回复，马上回复，嗯，要耐心，嗯，不过一定会回复，嗯。
我可以用中文写，也可以用。
可以可以。
可以哈。
能加。Peggy Peggy。
嗯。
有没有什么问题？有没有什么
空空
空空你告诉他怎么修正念，嗯，
不敢
正念不是说你不能够知道别的所言，你知道他们，而且更清楚。不过你专注在一个境界，心很稳定，想没有矛盾，这是正念。OK。In daily life, you cannot practice jhana. It is not possible. But you can practice the mindfulness. Mindfulness is the cause of jhana. If there is no mindfulness, no jhana. If mindfulness becomes natural, the jhana becomes natural. Because the mindfulness is not natural, the jhana is very difficult. And the mindfulness, I was just trying to explain, she does not believe.The mindfulness means that you are, first of all, you know what object is suitable for attention, what object brings peace and wisdom to your mind, what object does not bring peace and wisdom to your mind. You pay attention to that object, then you are aware of everything else, what is going on. But youkeep on attention on the object you need and on the object you regard highly and you don't forget that object, that is mindfulness. But you can be aware of everything else. And being aware of everything else, you will not give rise to defilements. If you're not aware of everything else, defilements will come. Then you drive the car and you bump into another car. You cannot. When you pay attention to one thing, you cannot be aware of other things. If you think like that, please don't drive the car, don't go walking, don't go anywhere, because everything will be very unsafe. But if you do mindfulness, you are safe everywhere. And whenever your mind gives rise to defilements, you will be aware of it, and you will be aware how to remove defilements. Then when you go to deep meditation practice, it will become always easier and easier, because you have this habit. In the meditation practice, this habit of mindfulness gets deeper level. Then you practice in daily life on the common level. This common level and deep level, they have to go together. If they go together, you have no problems in your life. And if the problems come, they will be chityam-tyam, small problems, not a big problem. One who practices mindfulness can never have a big problem. It is impossible. And a person who has not a big problem, who can only have a small problem, when he goes to meditation, the meditation becomes very smooth. No, because his mind is light, not heavy. Because the people don't practice mindfulness, their minds become very heavy. The mind's heavy, the body also becomes heavy. Mind not flexible, body not flexible, mind not flexible, how will it manifest? A lot of pride, a lot of stiffness, a lot of anger, a lot of clinging. This is a stiff mind, heavy mind, not practicing mindfulness mind. If you think you concentrate on one object, you cannot be aware of anything, this is a stiff mind. This is not a flexible mind. That mind is very dangerous. This is mind completely misunderstanding the meaning of meditation. The meditation means you are creating harmony inside and outside. How can you create harmony when you stubbornly cling to one object? It is not possible. Only when you can very smoothly change your attention from one object to another in accordance with a need, then you will create harmony in yourself and harmony in your surrounding. When you create harmony in yourself and in your surrounding, when you go to meditation, you will be always successful. The enemy of meditation, the stubbornness, the hardness, unflexibility, this is in oneself, not outside. For the one who has flexible mind, not stubborn mind, there is no enemy outside. Only enemy is inside, one's own defilements. If one works like this, the life will become always easier and easier, and one will be able to adapt to any conditions. If one go to Czech Republic, no problem, to America, no problem, to China, no problem, India, no problem, Japan, anything Japan. Can eat anything, can face any problem. Why? Because one is accustomed to the practice of mindfulness. The problems come from one's own mind. When the mindfulness is established, one can solve the problem inside and outside. When the mindfulness is not there, one will always see the problems outside. Seeing the problems outside, one will not be able to continue one's practice. Is it so, Peggy? What do you think?
Perfect.
So all these things are, most of the problems we are facing, they are problems of one's own thought, one's own approach. Sushyang shantavanti, pusavayamantavanti. Sushyang shantavanti, to henrungi chuli rupo sikwan zhenyen zhenzhita syushi. Rupo sushyang shantavanti, shao, 外面的问题越来越少, 渐渐就不见. ,在这个情况下, 能够说我们有受修行的利益, 我们是真的佛陀的弟子, 吉达拉玛, has we should speak English. I was just saying that most of our problems in daily life, they are the problems of the handling the mind. They are the thought problems, not really outside problems. Especially in a country like America or Europe, nobody is hungry, nobody is really concerned with survival, not like in India. India is now much better, but some countries much worse than India. The problem is a problem of survival. This is a real problem. Our problems are mostly the thought problems. And the thought problems are, in a way, much more serious than the survival problems. When you go to the poor countries, the people more happy than the people in the rich countries. Those who have lived in the poor countries, like Burma and so on, they can notice it very, very clearly. In a country like Burma, the people are very poor, more poor than in India or other places, but they are very, very happy. What is the secret of happiness? The correct handling of the mind. So very important is the use meditation. The essence of meditation is mindfulness and awareness to solve the problems in handling the mind. Then only one will be able really to help oneself and others effectively. Is it so, Chitarama? So, very important is learning meditation. One should always investigate one's mind. The job of the meditator is to investigate one's mind. Is it stiff? Or is it flexible? Is it hard or is it soft? Is it light or is it heavy? What is the reason for it being heavy, not light? What is the reason for it being stiff, not flexible? What is the reason for it being unhappy, not happy? Investigate. You will find that the reason is nothing else but the wrong handling of the mind, wrong thought habits. Now, Metta Amma has some question.
No, no question.
No question. Okay.
Still remember my name?
Your name is Sati Rama.
Kasina.
Kasina Rama. Sorry. I heard write it down. Kasina Rama. Sati Rama is? Because you both look a little bit similar. Sati Rama. He's Kasina Rama. Why Kasina Rama? She likes to practice everything. So Kasina, Krishna means wholeness.
So
you want to practice the Bodhisattva path. So you should do some parami practice, very important.
Parami.
Parami. Now, if we.
Parami practice.
Hmm?
What is parami practice?
The parami means the virtue which leads to the other side. Hmm? To. Now we are still subjected to all kinds of sufferings because these virtues leading to the other side, the side free from suffering, are not our habits. When these virtues leading to the other side, beyond suffering, are our daily habits, we have no suffering. The task of the Bodhisattva is to live in samsara without suffering. He can only do it when these habits that lead to the other side beyond suffering become his daily habits. Now investigate, let us investigate in our own minds how much greed we still have. How much likings and disliking we still have, how much intolerance we still have, how much stiffness we still have, not smoothness, how much laziness we still have. The first sign of the Bodhisattva is that he is never lazy. Are you still lazy?
Sometimes.
The real Bodhisattva never lazy. He will always make effort to practice virtue. Then he is a real Bodhisattva. That is the Shantya stage, the resolution stage. Sati literally means memory. Memory. And In English, they usually translate as mindfulness. Sati means nien. The sati has many, many very great area of application. All the other virtues, they can be in access. Like if you have samadhi and not balance with effort, you will fall asleep. If you have too much effort, not balance with samadhi, you will be excited. But you can never have too much sati. Sati is always too little. The one who is liberated, he has 100% sati. If one becomes arahat or the Buddha, 100% sati. Never leave sati. That is why he is liberated. Because he knows what he is doing. He knows the object which is suitable. He knows the object which is not suitable. He knows the object to be avoided. He knows the objects to be practiced. This is also sati. To know what is advantageous and know what is not advantageous. The milinda panya in Theravada Buddhism, very na xie jing. Na xian jing explains the arahat Nagasena explains to the milinda, the Greek king, that the sati means. The different aspects of sati. Sati means always searching for hitta anvesana, always searching for what is advantageous, and regarding highly that what is advantageous and never forgetting that what is advantageous. That is sati. And it also means maintaining the stable perception on that which is advantageous, and never let the mind float away from the object of your observation. Penetrate that object of observation thoroughly. So it means always regard, never forgetting and regarding highly that what you consider important, what is important for a meditator, for a practitioner. And interpreting that object of your observation clearly to the mind. The Abhidharma Kosha explained, Chishulun. This sati is based, who is a Sadharama? Sadharama?
Sadharama.
She's cleaning your bathroom. Sadharama. Sadha is the base for sati. Only when you, the Abhidharma Kosha explains the Saddha, Shraddha, as prema, the religious love. When you have a religious love, you regard the objects of wisdom and concentration, you regard highly. If you don't have religious love, you don't regard the objects of concentration and of wisdom highly. So you cannot practice sati. Because you have religious love, prema. You ask Kashmira in India, very important prema. Many, many sadhus called Premananda and so on. The religious love, not ordinary love. The religious love is called prema. The this love leads to sati. That means leads to the mindfulness of what is conducive to benefit, religious benefit, and what is conducive, not conducive to religious benefit. Conducive to religious benefit is like all the virtues, all the wholesome factors of consciousness. Conducive to non-benefit are all the non-virtues. So the concern of the one practicing the sati is to always connect one's mind with the cultivation of these virtues by keeping the mind stable on those objects which are important for cultivating virtue. So on the base of sati only one can distinguish between the wholesome and the unwholesome. The Milinda Panha also explains. If you have time, please read Milinda Panha if you want to know Na Xie Jing.
Na Xie Jing is in which book?
In Nanchuan Fo Jiao, it's Kudaka. Kudaka Nika. Xiao Bu. Milinda Panha. Very good translation into Hindi by my friend Milinda Panha. This is a book. This is a book in Kudaka Nikaya. It is not canonical literature. It came later, but it was because it became so popular. It was integrated into the Tripitaka. It is part of Tripitaka. Of the Kudaka Nikaya, the miscellaneous scripture, like Dhammapada, Sutta Nipata, also belongs to this miscellaneous. You will find in Milinda Panha the most detailed description of the sati and its application. Na Xian Jing. But now our time is already past, so we will transfer merit and complete this retreat by sweeping up.
Aka Satta Chabumattha Deva Naga Mahidika Punyantang Anumoditva Chivamakantu Lokasasanang. Aka Satta Chabumattha Deva Naga Mahidika Punyantang Anumoditva Chivamrakantu Desanang. Aka Satta Chabumattha Deva Naga Mahidika Punyantang Anumoditva Chivamrakantu Tumamparang. Savitiyo Vivajantu Sabarogo Vinasatu Mate Bhavatvantarayo Sukhi Dighayuko Bhava Bhavatu Sabha Mangalang Rakhantu Sabha Devata Sabha Buddhanu Bhaven Sabha Dhammanu Bhaven Sabha Sanghanu Bhaven Sada Sati Bhavantute Devo Vasatu Kalen Sasa Sampati Hetucha Pito Bhavatu Lokocha Raja Bhavatu Dhammiko.
So wish you good health and happiness and long life, and please, please don't forget meditation. Yippai Omitobo. shall we now pack in,
yeah,
inside the car? You can help
we'll,
me?
We will help you.
Okay.
Okay.
This also switch on.
Okay. 等一下，师傅先走。You